Now, what struck me about Anthony Brezikin's story was what a difference one simple act of kindness made for the rest of his life. And it is true, I think, as Brezikin noted, probably none of us can fill Mr. Rogers' shoes. But here's the thing. You don't have to fill Mr. Rogers' shoes. You just have to let the light of Jesus that lives in you shine through your life. Your life. Because the Edgebrook neighborhood, the neighborhood where you live, our city, the places you attend school, and the places where you work, don't need you to fill Mr. Rogers' shoes. But they do need the hope of the gospel and the witness of Christ that lives in each one of us. And every time you reach out, every time you both show and tell the gospel to those who need to know that God cares, every time we reach out as a church beyond our walls to any who need to be touched by the love of God, we join with God by participating in both the Great Commission to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel and the Great Commandment to love our neighbors as ourselves. Those two things together are God's one compelling mission. And the tree of your life, this church, Edgebrook Covenant Church, as we do that, will bear much fruit. Roots, shade, fruit. Up, around, out. Thanks be to God. Amen.